Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday, 20 minutes, actually more like 15 minutes away from opening the phone lines back up for Falcons fans. We did it at 11:40, excellent calls at 11:40.
Yes.
We did it at 12:40, decent calls at 12:40. We'll do it again in about 15 minutes. We're going to strive for excellent once again. We're going to do some really good calls in 20 minutes from right now as we react to 30-0 yesterday. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. And we'll get back into a couple of the results from the college football Saturday in just a few minutes also.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to do it now.
You just want to do it?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else to say about these dudes, man. They should be embarrassed the way they were. I think we said more than enough than we need to – not more than enough. I think we labeled it what the hell happened.
Yeah, I just don't know what else to say.
There isn't.
Yeah.
There isn't. There's not going to be any changes, which there shouldn't be. But at the same time, like, there. What he said? He said it's going to be critical this week. Practice is going to be critical. That's what Ross said.
Duh.
I would think every week it would be.
I think every week, but – you know, it's got to be, you know, that laser focus that you need, him included. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out a way to get this bunch jump started from the get-go, yep. You know. And they got a game coming in where you don't know what the ceiling's going to be. It's going to be a weird practice week for them probably, especially defensively, as they don't know who's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
But at the same time, no matter who they put out there, you should be able to go and get ready.
Yeah, and you've played against Jaden before last year,
yes.
Right? And you know Mariota because he was here just a couple years ago. So
you think he got like that in his locker, noodle alarm quitter?
Yeah, or like whatever happened at the end in Vegas. Yeah. Like, he had that up in his locker. Yeah. He crossed out the Raiders yesterday because he got him.
Exactly.
Now he's got a picture of John Fricke with the noodle arm quitter quote next to it. He's going to X that out if he can come back and get some get back against the Falcons on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I do assume that there's probably some motivation, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It didn't go great here.
No.
And, you know, and it all played out on quarterback. I don't know. I would imagine he doesn't know about that, but it'd be really funny if he did.
It'd be really freaking funny if he did.
Freaking calls him the noodle arm quitter.
Noodle arm damn quitter.
That's pretty good. The one other thing I was going to say is I'm with you. Like, I don't think that the changes aren't coming in season, I don't think, at all. And I hope that they don't, and I hope that conversation goes away. But it's pretty tough that it's not even we're not even out of September yet.
Yep.
And people are calling up and saying that.
Yeah.
And I don't blame anybody because yesterday, I mean, if you're unprepared and the coach afterwards says, I got out-coached and you lost 30-0 and last year was what it was and this year's off to the start that it's off to, I mean, that's the direction that it's heading. So I understand what people are getting at. But, like, for that to be a topic so early in the season and for Kirk Cousins to have played in a game already and you weren't up 30-0, that's really bad. And you do invite the question. By putting him in the game, you invite the question.
Oh, no doubt about it. That was something where, hell, I wouldn't be surprised this next time in front of the media that's the question.
People are going to ask
because you opened up that window to put him in.
Yep.
Even though, like you said, they usually play their backup quarterback. But you put Kirk in.
Put him in. Yeah. He played a whole quarter. Now, again, I understand you did the same thing last year with Penix, so it's easy to explain, but you now have to explain it.
Yes.
And worse than that, you were down 30-0 and had to put a backup quarterback in the game. Because that's the most important thing.
The hell beat out
you were just getting absolutely throttled by the Carolina Panthers. It's insane. All right. College football. Very impressed by Texas Tech.
Yes.
Texas Tech's defense is the real deal. And they went into Rice-Eccles Stadium in Utah and handed it to the Utes, man.
The crazy thing, we both love Coach Whittingham.
Mm-hmm.
And his presser, when he said, you wouldn't have told me that we were going to get beat at the line of scrimmage when we did.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yep, they did. They They have a good offensive line. They got a couple guys on that offensive line that are likely first-round draft picks. Yeah. Texas Tech went out and accumulated legally, it's how you do it now. Mm-hmm. They paid a bunch of money to get a bunch of dudes on that D-line, and it showed up.
Yes.
The other crazy thing about that game was their quarterback, Baron Morton, who's a pretty good player, gets hurt a lot, got hurt. Their backup, Will Hammond, came in the game and changed the
doing
game.
It.
Like, he looked really good to the point where I don't know how hurt Baron Morton is.
But he better get well.
You got to think about playing Will Hammond.
He better get well. He better get well real fast.
He played awesome.
Yeah, well. Really, really fast.
Oklahoma's defense is legit.
Dude, 10 sacks.
They sacked Jackson Arnold 10 times.
10 sacks.
Including a safety to end the game.
10 sacks. And, like, you know, Auburn's in control of that game going down the stretch.
Yeah, Auburn's good.
Yes, like, I think so, too.
There's been a couple losses over the last couple of weeks that I came away like, all right, the team lost, like Tennessee. They lost. They're a good team.
Yes.
Auburn lost to Oklahoma on Saturday, but they're pretty good. They've got some players on that roster. John Mateer's good.
Yeah, man.
I really like watching him play quarterback for Oklahoma.
He is going to be one of them dudes that's a possibility to be in New York City.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's how good he is. But, yeah, 10 sacks.
Oklahoma, man. I mean, they got a crazy schedule, so they got to keep doing it. But they beat Michigan, and now they beat Auburn. I think they play A&M on Saturday, which, again, no rest for the weary in the SEC, but they're off to a really good start.
The way Indiana beat the hell out of Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that Indiana won, even though I thought Illinois would win the game. But the ease in which they beat the hell out of Illinois. Quarterback, 5-touchdown Mendoza. Yeah.
5 touchdowns, 2 incompletions.
Yeah.
He had 2 incompletions.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza is a guy that got a lot of buzz last year at Cal. He was a hot commodity in the transfer portal. A lot of big-time programs tried to get him to go to their school. Indiana won, I assume, by paying him more than other people offered.
They ran the ball
him.
For 300 yards.
Yeah. Now they're
Indiana. Okay, I ain't saying I'm on the bandwagon, but okay, they got me.
Well, here's what I'll
they
say.
They got my respect.
Here's what I'll say. I mean, they made the playoff last year, so that's respect worthy anyway.
Yes,
they're better than they were last year.
This seems like it, Andy.
Yeah, because they got a real deal quarterback.
Yes, it seems like it. It really, really does.
And we can stop talking about Illinois now.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a problem in South Carolina.
Which part?
Well, Columbia.
That part. Yeah.
Yeah, Columbia.
Yeah, and also the Clemson.
The Clemson one. Yeah. Syracuse just went out there and beat the hell out of them. And I'm talking about they had them on their heels. They go down, opening drive, go score, come back. Fran calls a surprise onside, gets the ball back. I mean, they were beating the hell out of Clemson.
That's what Clemson did to Alabama all those years ago.
They beat the absolute hell.
They pulled their own little trickaroo on them.
They beat the absolute hell.
Yeah, because, look, I mean, 1-3 is 1-3 with all the expectation, but, like, at least in the first game against LSU and in the Georgia Tech game, like, you put up a fight and it was competitive.
Right.
Like, you lost, so I mean, there's no moral victories, but you just got smoked by Syracuse, man. Like, at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't know. I mean, we talked last week because Dabo said all the stuff that he said, and they're not going to fire Dabo.
No.
But I mean, maybe they should.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, dog. It was. It was not good, man. It was not a good showing for his football team after all of the stuff he said that week leading up.
Yeah, like, you can't threaten everybody and say you're tired of winning and then get smoked at home by Syracuse.
You just can't do that. You just can't do that, Dabo. And, they did it.
Nebraska still can't beat a ranked team.
No, they cannot.
Michigan got them 30-27.
Ran the hell out of the ball.
Justice Haynes
ran the hell out of the ball.
So good for what they do offensively.
Ran
like
the
he is
hell
just
out of
having a great time there. So now they haven't beat a ranked team in a decade, and Michigan is off to a pretty nice start.
Yeah, without their coach, they get their head coach back.
Right. Did you hear what the Biff Poggi said after the game?
He said, "I'm going to go home and smoke a Cuban cigar."
Uh huh.
A Cuban.
I'm going to go home and eat some ice cream.
Yes.
And smoke a cigar.
No. Make sure you say
a Cuban cigar.
Yes. Make sure you say Cuban cigar.
And he also said cigar, too, like you say it.
Cuban cigar.
And then he said he was going to go to the hospital.
Yes.
Because that's probably not very good for
him. Miami, But Lagway, he had a rough one, boy. Mm-hmm. He has back-to-back rough games, man. And, you know, Miami was not great. You know, I know the weather is raining and everything down there.
It was
tough conditions down there. But, yeah, Lagway, I mean, they had opportunities.
Yep.
But my Florida, I mean, their defense battled their ass off all night against Miami. Miami was able to run the football, but Lagway, Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah.
He needs those 60 yards per game.
No, I mean, it's crazy to say that the guy that was the reason why everybody had high expectations for him, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest reasons why the coach is still there, mm-hmm. right? Because they're like, well, they're tied at the mm-hmm. hip, is the reason why they're losing these games. Yeah. Like, the defense gave up 20 and 26 respectively to two of the four best teams in America. Mm-hmm. Like, in modern college football, you give up 20 and 26, you think you're going to have a pretty good chance to win those games, but they can't score. They just can't score. They can't do anything on offense because DJ Lagway is just not. He's not ready right now.
He's not playing well.
I mean, all the talent in the world, and people weren't wrong saying how great he was coming in, and he even played well last year at times. But yeah, I mean, he's the guy holding them back on offense, which is crazy to say given what he was and the conversation surrounding him leading into the year. But Miami's really good.
Miami's a very good football team, offensive and defensive lines. Maybe got the best defense player in all of America, man. They got some dudes over there.
Reuben Bain, right?
Yeah,
God, they got monster.
This is a great name for a monster.
Yeah, dude. Great name for a pass rusher.
But I mean, this week is going to be a big week, man. When you talk about the matchups, obviously you got Bama, Georgia, you got Penn State, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Got the schedule up right here. What else?
Ohio State, Washington.
I can't leave that one out.
Maybe we could have got ranked, you know?
Yeah, you think so? You would think so,
we
man.
We're scoring 56 points a game. You know, Auburn, maybe we could sneak into 25.
Like you said, Auburn
board.
At SM, at A&M. Yeah. I mean, you know.
LSU at Ole Miss, you say that?
Notre Dame's going to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. The hell they lost that game.
I know, what a shame.
What a shame. He fumbled the hell out that ball.
He did. Arkansas running backs.
He fumbled the hell out that ball.
Near the goal line, under a minute. They're down what? Two, so a field goal, down one. A field goal wins them the game.
They win the game.
He fumbles the ball. Memphis recovers. Memphis wins. It's a big win for Memphis,
yeah,
too, by
is,
the way.
They were down to 20-0 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Came back and got Sam Pittman in the Razorbacks.
Yeah, man. That's the same coach that said that thing about Georgia last week, too.
Yeah, he is.
Remember that?
Yes.
Well, now we know his name for two reasons, for that and for winning that game against Arkansas. Actually, I don't remember his name, so I guess I can't say that.
And never mind. We're not talking about that no more.
What? You turn your mic off.
I said Illinois. USC is going to Illinois, but never mind.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, USC looked really good on late Saturday night.
They did.
Michigan State looked good, too. I was surprised.
They did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
That was actually a pretty fun game to watch, but USC looked all right. Won the Apple Cup.
Way to go, Washington.
We did it.
Apple Cup, baby.
Did it.
the cup full of apples.
31. Yeah, man. Huh? What else would you want your cup filled with?
Nothing but apples.
This is the best thing to put in a cup. It's apples. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA / Falcons phone calls, 404-726-0929. If you want to sound off on the Falcons game yesterday, floor is yours. If you want to ask an AMA question, that's fine too. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.